B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Governor Baker issues a warning about large gatherings. Boston hotels could be used to help colleges in reopening. And the latest on the possible TikTok ban. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Celebrities speak out against Ellen. Is she leaving her show? And better yet, who's in line to replace her?
Leroy Hatch's sports.
And could the NFL be showing signs of desperation?
But first, Governor Baker has issued a warning against private parties, gatherings, and unsanctioned recreational activities that have reportedly led to a slight increase in coronavirus cases in Massachusetts. He said that large gatherings need to be stopped or the state won't be able to continue the reopening process and get back to a new normal. If they aren't stopped, the state will start looking to reduce gathering sizes. Right now, indoor gatherings are limited to 25 people, outdoor events, a maximum of 100 people. Some hotels across Boston could be used as pop-up college campus extensions in the coming weeks. As move-in days are fast approaching, several colleges and universities are looking into using local hotel rooms, ballrooms, and conference rooms for dorm rooms, as well as classrooms, offices, and dining areas. Reports say that Northeastern is potentially planning to rent the entire Midtown Hotel. And Microsoft has confirmed that it is in talks with Chinese company ByteDance to acquire the U.S. arm of TikTok. They also say they have discussed with Trump his concerns about security and censorship about the acquisition. On Friday, Trump had said that he would ban the popular app in the United States, but TikTok posted a video over the weekend saying they're not planning on going anywhere. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, it looks like the rumors of a divorce between Kim and Kanye are on the back burner, at least for now. Word is the two are desperately trying to save their marriage by hopping on the family private jet and going on vacation. They have supposedly been living apart and had discussed divorce several times in the past couple years, but they ain't going down without a fight. This will mark the first family vacation they've had all together in a long time. In fact, the two haven't even spent any time together in months. It's been about 6 months since rapper Pop Smoke was killed in an apparent home invasion in L.A., and now new information is coming out about what happened in the months leading up to his death. Now, apparently, the feds were questioning him about two separate shootings, at least one of which was gang-related, but according to his lawyer, he refused to talk. His lawyer said, quote, "Any conversation with Pop about cooperation was a very short one. It's something he would never entertain doing." Smoke was in custody at the time over an alleged stolen Rolls Royce, and the feds thought that he would talk in some sort of deal to keep him from jail, but it didn't work. Pop Smoke was shot and killed back in February, and last month, five people were arrested in connection with his murder. And as the Ellen Show is being investigated for what's being described as a toxic working environment, celebrities are now starting to come out against Ellen. Brad Garrett tweeted on Friday, quote, "Sorry, but it comes from the top at the Ellen Show. No more than one who were treated horribly by her. Common knowledge." Whoa. And then actress Leah Thompson responded to that tweet saying, "True story, it is."
Listen, if the brother on Everybody Loves Raymond and the mother from Back to the Future can't be believed, then I don't know who can.
And this came just after news that Ellen was considering leaving the show. According to sources, quote, "She feels she can't go on and the only way to recover her personal brand from this is to shut down the show." And as fast as those rumors came out, came rumors of who could potentially replace her. Late Late Show host James Corden. Apparently, he had been mentioned being to be her successor even before all of this stuff came out, and even more so since. And one of the show's producers, though, came forward to deny Ellen's going anywhere, saying, quote, "Nobody's going off the air. In fact, word is she'll be headed back to the studio this month."
Frankly, I don't find James Corden to be funny myself. If she left, though, is that going to really save her brand? If anything, that's more going to cement that what people are saying is true.
Right. I feel like, because some of the producers on the show were saying she wouldn't want to go out like this. She wants to stay and kind of like clear her name and keep things going for a while and then maybe down the road. But, I mean, who knows? There's all kinds of rumors going around right now. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, so the Bruins, they lost to the Flyers 4-1 in the opener of the Stanley Cup playoffs round robin games. Major League Baseball had a wild, wild weekend. All right, so bear with me. A player was caught pleasuring himself in a car. Another opted out and left his team without telling them. Then there's talk of possibly canceling the season because of more positive COVID tests. Then Sox pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez is out. He's now out for the season with a post-COVID-19 heart issue.
Wow.
That's serious. And then the Sox lost their three-game series to the Yankees with a 9-7 loss yesterday. It's just craziness.
Now I know why there's one story that you actually missed, because there was so much that happened in baseball. Did you see the video of the Dodgers bench coach pulling his mask down, coughing,
yep,
and then putting his mask back on? He literally doesn't know what a mask is for.
It's a lot was going on. Celtic Jason Tatum, you remember, he let his hair grow during the pandemic and the lockdown and everything. Yep. So he showed up game one of the restart versus the Bucks and was trash. Only scored 5 points. But fast forward to yesterday, Tatum showed up with a fresh haircut. Everyone saw it. Everyone knew it was about to go down, that he was about to just go off. And he sure enough did. He dropped 34 points to help the Seas win 128-124. By the way, word is rapper J. Cole is training to be in the NBA. And I'm dead serious, all right? Anyways, and players all over the NFL have opted out of playing this season because of COVID concerns. And today was supposed to be the last day you could do it. But the league changed the deadline to Wednesday. And Pats captain Devin McCourty is upset about it, saying, "I think it is an absolute joke that the NFL is changing the opt-out period, mainly because they don't want to continue to see guys opt out. I'm sure they're shocked about how many guys have opted out. I think it's terrible. I think it's BS that the league has changed the date." All right.
One more thing.
What's that?
Whose birthday is it today?
Oh, please.
Uh-huh.
Tom Brady. Uh-huh.
I'm so excited to be a Buck.
Who still has an iPhone 6.
Happy birthday, sir. Your Excellency.
Cry?
A little bit. Hells, do you know, like, today?
Oh, jeez.
He just came out of that golden vagina.
Oh, my God.
Listen, here's the thing. Again, he's with the Tampa Bay Bucks. I've moved on, so I refuse to really talk about him. It's his birthday. Okay, whatever. Celebrate. Happy birthday. We got things to do, and that's just sports.
Oh, my God. All right, today's good news. A dog owner was upset when their 5-month-old puppy had disappeared and they couldn't find it. Well, the puppy and owner were reunited when it showed up, but didn't show up at home. A surveillance video showed the puppy barking outside the door of the vet's office. It had been getting monthly vaccines there, and it was the one place that it was familiar with. The people at the office recognized the dog and reunited it with the owner. The dog and owner weren't separated that long, 15 hours, but they were very happy to see each other. That's your good news in this report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Service.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.